Much of what's happening in this moment in New York is this quest to develop a language, a vocabulary that really belongs solely to these artists. Herbert Ferber's sculpture, called Jackson Pollock, is a portrait of his fellow artist. And he didn't aim to capture Pollock's facial or bodily features, but rather his movement, in particular the gestures he made while painting. Here's Ferber speaking in 1968.
Abstract, I suppose, should be a term applied only to things which have no reference to human, plant, animal, and such forms. And now, perhaps the work is more abstract in that it is not referable to plant or animal forms, which still is largely a sculpture of gesture.